You're locked into the only podcast for Maine high school basketball. The biggest names, past and present. It's Big Time Hoops, the podcast, right now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Big Time Hoops, the podcast. And we got a big time. We got Logan Bagshaw joining us on the podcast tonight. Logan, thank you for doing this. We're trying to make this happen for a while. We're finally here. What's going on right now? What's going on with you?
Nothing much. Just chilling. Things are starting to open up. So I've been able to hoop a little more, but I've been here training at my house and doing what I can do.
Yeah. So I was just happened to kind of look forward to what week it was. It should be graduation week, right? It would have been this weekend coming up, right? Or would it have already gone by?
No, we actually have graduation on the 7th, June 7th. So.
Yeah, so actually, you guys actually doing something for it or what?
Yeah, we have it in four different groups. So I was lucky enough to get in a group with a bunch of my buddies. So we'll just have like a small graduation.
That's crazy. You mentioned that you're still able to work out. So that's kind of what I want to touch on first. So I've heard stories that there's a court at the house. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got to have
I've heard through a friend that I have a friend who's gone there and played. So let me know about the Bagshaw. It's a half court, right? Let me know about the Bagshaw half court. What's this all about? How far back does this date right here?
So we moved into this house about 10 years ago. And at our old house, we had an outdoor court, a full court. And we wouldn't really use it as much in the summer when we were younger, but we would always want to use it in the winter. So my dad had an idea to build an indoor one, so during the winter, we could use it.
And I've heard that he has some 3-on-3 runs in there. Who are some of the guys that have come through and played at the Bagshaw court?
Keegan Highland's come and played. Troy Barney's, Jeff Manchester. I saw you did one with Lon.
Yeah.
Coach Gorham. Matt McDevitt. Jordan Bagshaw is my brother. Trying to think of more names, but
those are some pretty good ones right there, though. It's not a bad start right there. It's not a bad list of names.
Yeah, no, they're good runs.
So I'm guessing basketball is something that's in the house. I mean, just judging from the stuff on the walls in your room and stuff like that, I'm guessing you grew up in a basketball household, right? I'm guessing that's safe to say.
Yeah, definitely.
So growing up, like, who were you a fan of? And this, you know, I'm kind of curious. I have a two-part question because you're a younger guy. So I'm curious, like, who were you a fan of growing up? And then my second part to that is, what's considered old school to you? Like, who are old school players in your mind? I'm just curious. Like, I'm going to date myself a little bit here. So who'd you like growing up?
Now, growing up, I always liked the Celtics. I mean, my dad was a Celtics fan. So I watched that team with Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce and Rondo. And then Ray Allen. So I've always been into the Celtics. I've been a Celtics fan, but my dad's favorite player was Michael Jordan. So he would always have games on, like old games of his. We'd always watch that. But
so is Jordan considered old school, or like who do you consider old school when you talk about old school players?
Well, I mean, I never really got a chance to see Michael Jordan play. Like, right. I mean, I obviously wasn't even I wasn't there yet, but. Yeah. So technically, I guess he is old school for me.
All right. You got the Magic Johnson jersey in the background, too. That's old school right there. So we talked about graduation being this week. So obviously, going to graduate from Greeley. Just curious, obviously, basketball is big in your household, and you followed the Celtics growing up. Were you following high school hoops growing up? Like, you know, have you always been part of, like, the Greeley family? Like, you know, your older brother go there, stuff like that? Is that kind of the program you grew up with?
Yeah, so, I mean, since I was little, we've been going to Greeley games. I've always been there. And I'm not sure if you know him. Ken Marks was the old varsity coach. And I'm sure you know Matt McDevitt.
Yeah.
His older brother was on the team. Matt was a freshman when Mike was a senior. So we watched Mike McDevitt play all his years. So we'd always go watch their games. And yeah, so I've been following high school basketball since I was little.
Were you on, like, tournament games and stuff like that? Were you guys all about it?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing that's something you wanted to do, right? So I'm guessing as a young kid, you're like, once I get to high school, I want to hoop with Greeley. I want to go to tournaments. I want to play in big games. I'm guessing that was like that was a thought process from a young age.
Yeah, I mean, since I was little, like the first goal I set for myself, like a big goal that I really wanted to get to, was to make varsity when I was a freshman. So, I mean, I would always see the varsity guys come and like to our rec games and our rec camps and stuff. So I always wanted to say like, oh, I want to be on that team. So that was a huge goal for me. And it was always me working out saying, I want to be on varsity as a freshman. So that was probably my biggest goal from when I started playing basketball.
Was it strictly basketball growing up, or were you into playing other sports as well?
I played football and baseball and basketball when I was younger, and I kind of got hurt a little bit. I broke a couple bones when I was playing basketball, or not basketball, football. And then baseball I just kind of grew out of when I was in middle school. So it was strictly basketball.
So you mentioned you set the goal of making varsity from day one. Did that happen? Did you make varsity as a freshman?
So in my freshman tryouts, I ended up not making the team from the start. And then I think it was four games in, the coach called me and another kid up to be in the varsity team. So I didn't make from the start, but I got called up after four games.
What's the scouting report on freshman Logan Bagshaw? Were you like a little scrawny, gangly kid who just stood in the corner, shot threes? Like, what's the scouting report on freshman year?
Yeah, I was looking back through some of my photos on my phone from freshman year, and I was probably as skinny as you can imagine, which is kind of funny. I mean, I'm still not like the most muscular person ever, but yeah, I was very skinny and strictly a shooter.
So if you didn't make varsity as a freshman or right off the bat, I mean, I know you got called up eventually, but I'm guessing the program was pretty good. And I mean, I know you guys won states that year, but coming into high school, you know, you guys hadn't, you know, you guys started a three-peat once you got there, but what was the program like before that? Was really constantly competing for regional crowns and state championships, or what was the program at when you came in as a freshman?
No, I mean, we knew that year, obviously, we were going to be good, but even before that, really had a great program. So I knew that even when I was in fourth, fifth, sixth grade, I would have to do literally everything I can to make the varsity team, because it's not just another high school program. It's one of the best in the state.
So who were some of those kids that were in front of you when you came in as a freshman? Who were some of the upperclassmen that were already there and the better players?
My brother was actually a senior at the time, Jordan Bagshaw, Matt McDevitt, Ryan Twitchell, Shane DeWolf was a junior, and then Zach Brown was a sophomore. So some of those guys. And the three leading scorers were Matt McDevitt, my brother, and Ryan Twitchell.
So if you made the varsity as a freshman, obviously you probably weren't getting heavy minutes, but that means in practice you were part of that second unit who would go up against the first unit. Like who used to beat up on you in practice like back in the day?
Oh, it was definitely – I would guard my brother. And, I mean, I had my moments of I would get him, he'd be pretty pissed off when I would – like if I blocked him or scored on him. So I was usually fighting against my brother. And I guarded Zach Brown quite a bit, but they were good battles.
And obviously, I think just naturally, if you have an older brother that you kind of come up against, competition is just in the household constantly. So you probably battled your older brother all the time. So you weren't scared, or you never backed down from people older than you. Curious, like when you came in as a freshman and with a team that good, like did you hold back at all, or were you competing from day one? Like were you a little bit like, I'm not going to say shy or anything like that, but like, did you look to go in there every day and just compete? Or was it more so just trying to fit in?
I mean, I was definitely a little intimidated when I first got brought up, but I thought I fit in pretty well. I did well in practice. And I mean, I wanted to do everything I can to get that spot, like to get a spot to on the team and to get into possibly games. And so I'm definitely a competitor.
All right. So obviously you guys won states your freshman year. Is that because you happened to be there, or was it because of the older classmen? Like, do we credit the three-peat to you showing up freshman year and winning three straight, or is it because of the older guys that were in front of you?
I'll give the credit to the older guys on that one.
All right. So what was the tournament like run that first time? What was the first run like for you guys?
I mean, I think we went in against Marshwood our first game, and we'd always had like chippy games with them. We played Cannonball first round, and I think we beat them by like 35. And then I want to say either York or Falmouth was the second round. I know we played Falmouth that year, and I think their best player, Colin Coyne, was hurt. So I think we beat them pretty easy. And then in the state game, we played Messalonsky, I'm going to say. Yeah. And
I think I have it pulled up actually right here. Let me see. First one. Yeah, it would have been Messalonsky that first one.
Yeah. So we played Messalonsky, and we knew going into the game they had one star player on their team. And Shane Dwolf was probably one of the best defenders in the state. So we threw him on him, face guarded him, and he really didn't do much at all. So we locked him down, and I think we beat him by around 25, but our subs went in at the end. So
you got some minutes in the state championship game as a freshman.
Yeah.
So we talked about how growing up you kind of followed the Greeley program, went to games and stuff like that. What was it like actually playing in a tournament game for Greeley? Like, what are your earliest moments, like earliest recollections of actually being in Portland, either at the Expo or at the arena downtown? Like, what do you remember about those first games actually playing out there as a member of Greeley?
It was crazy. The first time running out onto court, like, I had goosebumps. Those, even just wearing the warm-up uniform the whole game and just, like, hyping up my teammates, that was, like, my favorite part of the whole year was the tournament, because all the lights are on you and everyone's watching you. And for us, we had really high expectations. So that was awesome.
So obviously that was the first of a three-peat. So you guys brought back a lot of guys the next year. Curious, what jump did you make from your freshman year to your sophomore year? You talked about how you didn't make the varsity immediately as a freshman. You got called up a couple games in. What was the biggest jump you took from that first year to second year?
The second year was definitely like the biggest thing for me was now I knew I was getting playing time. We graduated three of our leading scorers, and we needed more scorers. So we went from having a roster of people who can do everything to people that don't really have any experience. We had two kids that Shane DeWolf and Zach Brown both got a lot of minutes that year, but then you're bringing in me and Drew Story and Jack Kane, who really didn't get a lot of minutes, and now we have to be key roles on the team. So that was our biggest thing we needed to work on.
And I'm curious, I want to know, in your opinion, what is it about the program? What is it about the Greeley program that just pumps out good players? I mean, you talked about graduating a bunch of talented guys from that first state championship team. You guys just kind of reloaded and retooled and kept going. So what is it about Greeley that just produces great players? Is it the system? Is it the culture? Is it the players themselves putting in the work? Like, what do you think is the key to you guys just pumping out so many talented players?
I think it's everything you just said, but like, I'll give credit to Travis Seaver, who was the head coach of our team, and he's had a lot of talent, but he knows how to use it. He doesn't try to overcoach or demand like too much. He doesn't try to change the way that we know how to play. And that's why I think we were so successful. He knew how to use our talent, and we played really well together. So that, I think that's why we did well.
So what was the biggest difference, you think, from that freshman year to sophomore year in terms of having a target on your back? You guys are the defending state champs. You guys bring back a bunch of talented pieces. Like, what was the biggest difference, you think, throughout that season? Maybe teams coming at you a little bit harder, maybe a little bit more pressure you guys put on yourselves, just wanting to repeat. You know, what was the biggest difference between the first year and second year as a team, you think?
No, I think the biggest thing for us was just kind of getting comfortable, like playing like a team. But everyone wanted to beat us. We had the biggest target on our back, and our coach would say that before every game. He'd say, everyone wants to beat you. So, but I think we all liked that. We all liked having the big target on our back. Everyone wants to beat us, so it makes us want to keep that reputation of being the best team.
And obviously you guys got back there. So what was the tournament run like that second time? I'm guessing, you know, once you get there, it's kind of like, this is what we're here for. We're here to win back to back. And you mentioned out your freshman year, you guys kind of blew some teams out. Was it a tougher journey the second time around getting back to that state game? Was it a little bit of a tougher road for you guys?
So the first round, I think we played Freiburg, which we had played them once already that year, and they weren't the strongest team. So the first round was pretty easy for us. And then I can't remember who we played the second round, but then it was Westbrook. No, we played Falmouth in the second round, and they're like our rivals. That's the best game of the year when we play Falmouth. So that game was really hyped up, and I think we ended up beating them. One of the players on their team got a technical foul for wearing the wrong jersey. And I think we ended up beating them by two.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And that was one of my favorite games. And then the next round we played Westbrook, which we had already played Westbrook that year. And I think we beat them by like 10 or 11. And then we got to the state game, which is Hamden. And obviously everyone knows now Bryce won Mr. Basketball, but none of this has happened yet. So, and we knew that Hamden was going to win that side. And I think most people were assuming that we would win our side. So this was the game of the year everyone wanted to see. And it started off like really slow. It was kind of a slow, like low scoring game. But then at the end, we missed a bunch of free throws at the end, which if we had capitalized on those free throws, I think it would have been it wouldn't have been as close as it was. But we hit a free throw. There were two free throws, and we missed the first one. And then the second one, Shane Dolph hit the second free throw to go up by one. And then they went down and tried to get a shot off, and they shot it, but they missed it. So, but that's a game I'll never forget, for sure.
And that's a back-to-back state championship right there. So I'm going to ask you a question. I actually had Anna DeWolf on last night, so I'm asking this the same question that I asked Anna. Climbing the net to cut it down. Do you have any nerves? Like, when you're standing at the bottom waiting for your turn to go up, like, are thoughts running through your mind, like, I can't mess this up. Like, what am I supposed to do when I get up there? Like, you know, what's the thought process climbing the ladder? For those of us that never had an opportunity to do it, I mean, we're only talking about your sophomore year, and this is your second time climbing the net to cut out a state championship. What's the thought process climbing the ladder?
I mean, I don't mean to brag, but this was the second time that I was doing it, so I had a little bit of experience. But I was still a little nervous, but mostly my nerves had gone away because the game was over and we had won. So I was just happy that we won the game. A lot of people had been saying that my sophomore year we wouldn't be as good because we graduated Matt McDevitt and Jordan Bagshaw and Ryan Twitchell. Those were the guys on the team, and then we would have to start from scratch. So now that we had won the second year, we'd proved everyone wrong without even losing a game.
There you go. So you mentioned Matt, and he was there your freshman year, Mr. Basketball. Maybe what's something you took away from him in terms of how he approached the game or what he did in terms of, you know, just being the guy, obviously being Mr. Basketball. He was crowned Mr. Basketball, so he did something right. Like, he had something to him. Mm-hmm. Having been around him as a freshman, what's maybe something you took away from him that you used moving forward? Because obviously, you know, your role grew more and more as the seasons go by. What's something that you maybe learned from him from those early years that you took with you?
Matt has my brother has been best friends with Matt McDevitt since he was in kindergarten. So I basically grew up with Matt, and he's watched me grow up. He's basically an older brother to me. So he's been beating up on me as much as my brother has on the court, and I've always played up with them in tournaments and stuff. So they both definitely taught me to be tougher and to be stronger. And I don't think I would be here. I don't think I would be the player I am today without them.
All right. So I got another question before we get to your junior and senior year. I want to just kind of go down a random road here. So we had Nick Kinner Medley on a couple weeks ago, and I asked him when he was growing up if you wanted to go prove yourself in that area, where'd you go? Like, where was the open run you would go to kind of to go prove yourself? And he said back in the day, it was Payson Park in Portland, outdoors. I'm guessing people don't really do that anymore. Curious, if you want to go find a run, like if you're trying to measure yourself up against other players in the area, obviously you're in the greater Portland area, so there's all kinds of different guys to kind of measure yourself against. If you want to go find a run to go do that, where are you going to go to find that run?
I don't really play much of like pickup basketball. I mean, if I want to like invite a couple of my friends or a couple of guys on my AU team, we go play at the old MGA gym where Blue Wave has their practices. So, I mean, I think our Blue Wave team has the best players in the state. So if I was going to go play against any guys, it'd be against those guys like Dom Campbell. And, I mean, Will Maywin was on our team. And Ben O'Neck would come to practices, Zach Matero, Leighton Bickford, Isaac Barney, all those guys.
Yes, so that's actually that's something else I wanted to ask you. I wanted to ask you about AAU basketball, and I wanted to ask about Blue Wave specifically. And just wanted to know, I wanted to get your take. Like, do you want to go ahead and just claim it right now? I think you just did best AAU program in the state, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know of a couple other AAU programs in the state, but I definitely think we have the best talent. And if you can see, look at that through scholarships and where people are going to college and success they have had in high school, I don't think it's even close. So,
all right. So obviously you guys got great players. How about the program itself? What is it that the program does that sets you guys up to go play at the next level and play at a high level?
Well, I mean, we go to tournaments that we're playing against other teams that are very, very good. And we are getting recruited to go to these colleges where we can get scholarships and get looks. And I think the coaches from Blue Wave do a very good job of getting us recruited and talking to the right people so we can get where we want to go. And so far, what Blue Wave did for me was tremendous. I mean, I definitely wouldn't be where I am today without them. So
there you go. Heard it on big time. Blue Wave, the number one program in the state. So let's get to your junior year. So it's tough to win the first one. Some say it's tougher to repeat. I don't know, because I never did it. How tough is it to win three in a row? Like, what was that journey like to go for a three-peat?
I mean, everyone talked about it as soon as we won the second one. They're like, oh, you got to win the third one next year. So it was tough. We had Zach Brown, Mikey Coppersmith, Drew Story, and me. We were all returning players that had a lot of experience. So that was huge for us. And we knew that Zach Brown, Drew and I, and Mikey and I were all like really good friends. So we've all been playing together for a while. So we knew we would have a good connection on the court. And Drew Story is probably one of my favorite players to play with. And like, he's really good at cutting to the basket, and I know when to find him. And I think since we've been playing together for a while and we're friends, that we played really well together.
So obviously being the back-to-back state champs, you guys have a huge target on your back, and every team that plays you, that's their biggest game of the year. Curious, like, who was, you mentioned Falmouth, but I'm curious, like, what are some of the other games in the schedule that you guys got up for? Like, whether it was a particular player that was on that team or the school itself, what were the games on the schedule that you guys circled that you couldn't wait to play each and every year? Like, what were the big games?
It was definitely Falmouth and still probably York that were our, like, rivals. I mean, we always had good games with Falmouth, and in my high school career, I don't think I've never lost to Falmouth. So
that's a good record to have versus your rival right there, undefeated.
Yeah, I don't think they were too happy about that. But York definitely always gave us good games. And, yeah, it was basically York and Falmouth that year.
Who were some of the players that you looked for to going up against? So, obviously, you had great players on your team. And from freshman year, you were battling in practice against great players. But who were some of the opponents that you look forward to playing against? You mentioned, like, all your AAU teammates. Like, those are your guys. Like, are those games that you look forward to during the regular season that to actually get a chance to play against them in high school as well, or is it other people that you look forward to playing?
No, I loved every game. I was excited about every game. I wanted to show everyone that we were the best team in the state again. But probably when we played Falmouth, Michael Simons was like one of my good buddies. So I always liked playing against him. A lot of the guys on my Blue Wave team are either double A or B, so we didn't play them that much. But Freeport, played against Gabe Wagner. That was one of my favorite games. But most of the guys on the Blue Wave team either are double A or B.
If you would have played him, who would have won?
Us.
There you go. So how about the actual tournament, going for the three-peat? What was the tournament run like? Any close games? Any games that were closer than they should have been? Or what was that whole journey like for you guys?
The first round was against Mount Ararat, and I think we were a little nervous to go in against them because they had a kid that was 7 feet tall on their team, and we went and watched the prelim game, but they didn't seem too strong besides their big guy. So we beat them pretty easily, and then we went on to I think it might have been Kennebunk. So it was Kennebunk, and then which we had not played them our junior year yet. So we were, and they matched up really well against us, but we played like one of our best games against Kennebunk. So we beat them by like, I want to say 10. And then we go in against Falmouth in the regional finals game. So that was like the biggest hyped up game that we've had probably in my high school career. Maybe York my senior year, but this Falmouth game was huge and everyone was looking forward to it. And then I had a pretty good game that game. Drew Story did well. Zach Brown did well. We all played really well that game and we ended up beating them. And so we won that game and we go on to Lawrence. And we thought that we were going to play Hamden in the state championship game, but they lost. And so we end up playing Lawrence, and we were watching game film on them. And our coach actually didn't want us watching game film on them because they didn't look like he didn't want us to get cocky about it. And so our coach had been watching film. He had sent us a bunch of film, so we had all obviously watched it individually, but we didn't actually go and watch film as a team because he didn't want us to get too confident about it. And then we start the game. We go on like a huge run. It was really slow to start, but then we went on a huge run, and I think they scored 2 points in the first quarter.
Oof.
Yeah, and we kind of blew them out, but it was nice. We didn't have to like be nervous about it. We just played our game, and we won.
How do you celebrate a three-peat? I mean, for most schools, if you win a state championship, you're coming back into town with a friggin' fire truck escort. People on the, you know, giving you a parade when you get back in town. If you win two, you know, probably something similar. Like, how do you celebrate a three-peat? Like, what'd you guys do to celebrate?
I mean, every year that we won, obviously we bring the gold balls to the high school, and there's fire trucks, and everyone's lining up on the road and stuff. I mean, and the girls had just gotten a back-to-back too. So this is like a huge deal. But also at the same time, everyone's like this has happened before. So this is kind of like a habit. That's what they're thinking.
Yeah.
But like, obviously I played the biggest part in this state championship individually, like for myself, this was huge for me because I felt like I really earned this more than I did the other ones. So it was huge for me. And I mean, I think after the ceremony at the high school, I think I came up and I sat in my room and watched TV. So, I mean, that wasn't like the most exciting after party or whatever, but.
Yeah. If you win three straight state championships, you can celebrate however you want. You know, nobody can tell you otherwise. So you mentioned the third one was the biggest role you played in terms of just contribution and stuff like that. So that's actually a perfect segue into my next question. I'm curious, how did you go about getting better every year? So obviously physically you mature, you grow a little bit. So that kind of comes naturally, but you know, what were you adding to your game every year? Like, how were you attacking your off seasons? You know, was it things that you wanted to work on specifically, or was it stuff that other people kind of told you to work on? Like, how did you approach getting better every year?
My biggest thing was, I mean, everyone probably knows this, is getting stronger. And I mean, being faster and jumping higher all comes with being stronger. So that was the biggest thing I worked on. I worked on becoming more consistent with my shot. I was getting up about 300, 400 shots a day. So my shot was like really consistent. And that was my junior year. I was getting up shots every day and I shot around 40 something percent from the 3-point line, which it was really paying off. I set the 3-point record for Maine for shooting. And then basically from there, it was just getting more consistent with my shot and getting bigger and stronger.
So coming into your senior year, which we just wrapped up, what's the thought process? Like, how do you get ready to go for a four-peat? Like, how do you stay motivated? Like,
yeah,
what kept you going?
We graduated four of our starters. And so it made me think about my sophomore year. So everyone was expecting us to be bad, like that we wouldn't do well. We had kids that were on the JV team starting for our team. Not starting for team, but getting minutes on our team. And we have freshmen and sophomores that have never even seen the floor that are contributing to our team. So it was obviously a huge adjustment. And people have low expectations because we have new guys and guys that don't have experience, but also high expectations because we just won 3 state championships in a row. So it was definitely a huge adjustment for us. But, I mean, we grinded it out. I think we had the best season we possibly could. We ended up playing York, which is the one seed with a very stacked team, and we almost beat them.
What was the biggest adjustment you made, or what's like the biggest change you saw just maybe from a couple years ago to now, like being the man, being the focus of every opponent? What's the biggest thing you saw growth in? I mean, I'm sure that you saw – all kinds of attention thrown your way this year that kind of forced you to grow and to be better. You know, what's the biggest thing you take away from this year that's going to make you better down the line?
Definitely being a leader. Like, I think from my freshman year, I was just a guy on the bench. And then my sophomore year, I'm a starter, but I'm a sophomore. So I have to know that seniority is a huge part of it. And to be in my place. And then junior year, I'm not a captain, but I'm one of the biggest, I'm a big part on the team. But now senior year, I'm a captain and a lot of people are looking to me for like advice and to lead the team and to just be a huge part of the team. So I definitely felt like I had to be a huge leader my senior year. And I'll definitely like take that with me to college, that no matter what age I am, what year I am, that I need to be a leader in my own way.
So perfect segue. Again, you're segueing perfectly for me right now because I wanted to talk about college. So you just made your decision recently. I think you're rocking the shirt right now, right?
Yeah, I am. Southern Connecticut.
There we go. Southern Connecticut. So curious how it came down to them, you know, what ultimately came into the decision-making process and choosing them, and why did you wait maybe so long, you know, after the season to decide that, you know, what was the whole thought process in picking your school?
No, I was definitely just waiting for till I made the right decision to like feel like I was at home. I wanted to make sure I was making the right decision before I committed anywhere. So it took me a while, but then I got in touch with the Southern Connecticut coach. It was a couple of days after I'd just gotten a scholarship offer from McNeese State in Louisiana. And then I go and I get a call from the Southern Connecticut coach and he says, "Yo, what up? It's Scott Burrell." And my AU coach kind of told me a little bit about him, and he sent me some like game film from him when Christian Leitner hit the game winning shot in the national championship, and when Coach Burrell threw the full court pass to win the Final Four game. So I knew about him, and then he calls me up. He's like, "Yo, what up? It's Scott Burrell." And then, oh, obviously, I just left out the biggest part, that he played with Michael Jordan on the Bulls team. But
everyone should know that now. After the Last Dance, everyone should know who Scott Burrell is.
Yeah, no, that was sweet. So I obviously knew about him, and he calls me. He's like, "Yo, what up?" And then they talked to me a little bit more, and they said, "Send us your game film. Like, we've watched a little bit. We want to see more. Like, we love your game." And then they ended up offering me a scholarship, which was like it doesn't matter where you get a scholarship from, where, like, if a coach wants you to be on their team, that's like the best feeling ever. And I think that's why I ended up going to Southern Connecticut, because they really want me there. They showed the most interest, and they said, you fit in our program. You play our play style. And they just really thought it was a really good fit for me. And just, I went and I drove down and I saw the campus and everything just fit for me. I love the coaches. I love the campus. Guys on the team were texting me and like, yo, you got to come here. We really want you. Just everything fit for me. So that's why I decided to go there.
All right. And I got to ask one question, because I just kind of pieced it together. I think on your shirt, it's an Under Armour shirt, right?
Yeah.
And all the Greeley jerseys on the back wall are Under Armour. Is this an Under Armour connection? Is that what's really going on here? Is it an Armour All Fed program or what?
This is actually the only Under Armour shirt they have on the website. They're all Nike.
I was going to say, I looked them up before and I saw Nike jerseys and I was like, wait, something doesn't make sense here. But
yeah, no, all the other stuff that I have from Southern Con is Nike.
All right. So there we go. You'd like it be for all the right reasons. You know, they want you to play your style of ball. Mm-hmm. They made a good decision. Yeah. That's good. Curious, as a freshman, I'm guessing you had goals and aspirations to play college basketball. Back then, was it just, I want to play in college? Was it, I want to play at the highest level? What were your earlier goals, as a freshman in high school?
My goal before, in high school, once I had gotten that goal to being on the varsity team as a freshman, I kind of made it a goal. As I said, I want to get a scholarship to play college basketball.
Mission accomplished. Goal accomplished.
Yeah, exactly. So that was my biggest goal. But I mean, now that I have it, my goal right now is to get time my freshman year and to make a real contribution from the start.
So these aren't normal circumstances that we're facing right now with a global pandemic. So it's not the easiest to get in the gym and to get better and stuff like that. So curious, what do you want to get better on between now and when school starts in the fall? You know, what do you want to show up to Connecticut or Southern Connecticut State better at? What's the one thing you want to add to your game between now and then?
The biggest thing for me is getting stronger, but obviously I want to keep my shot consistent. So, I mean, not this year, but next year, the three-point line will be moving back, and I want to make sure I'm consistent at that point from that, how far back it is. And obviously I need to get bigger and stronger because I'm playing against guys that are a lot better. So the biggest thing for me is just improving my game all around and staying consistent with my shot.
There we go. So before we get up out of here, I just want to hit on some random questions, some random topics, see what we can come up with. So we mentioned about the court in the house, 3-on-3. That's where you get it in. So if you could pick two people to be on your team and call out any three other individuals to come to the Bagshaw house to play 3-on-3, who are you picking up and who are you calling out?
Like, it can be anyone ever?
Well, I mean, we'll go anyone ever. Let's see what you come up with first here.
All right, I'll do anyone ever, and then I'll do some of my friends.
Yeah.
So some people that other people will know. So I'd say if I was gonna pick anyone, I'd take. You gotta take Michael Jordan, and then probably take Pippen, I guess.
The last dance is fresh in your mind right now.
Facts. No, but if I was going to take guys from Maine, they're friends, I'd probably take Matt McDevitt and my brother.
All right. And call out three individuals. Lay out a challenge. Who do you want to come to House Bagshaw to play 3-on-3?
I don't know. I can't think of any right now, but
we're just going to open it. We're just going to issue an open challenge. Whoever wants to play 3-on-3 at House Bagshaw against those three, let us know. We'll make it happen. All challengers welcome. So let's say I want to know. I mean, obviously, you know, for getting buckets, getting points. How do you know when you're feeling it? Is it a shot that you hit from a certain range? Is it if you make 3 or 4 in a row? How do you know when you're in the zone and when things are going your way for you that night?
I mean, probably. I mean, if I hit a couple shots or I have a nice finish or my handle just feels better or quicker or I make a nice move. But usually it's just multiple things happen in a row. And that's what I'm feeling it. And I mean, for Greeley, I kind of had the green light my senior year. So if I was feeling it, then I'd probably pull it. But if it's a bad shot or something, I mean, my coach would let me know and I would tone it down. But
so you just mentioned Michael Jordan. We've been talking about the last dance a little bit here and there. So Jordan obviously hits his last shot with the little push off and the nice little jumper. What if you had to get one bucket, what's your go-to move? If you got someone matched up with you on the wing, what's your go-to move to get that bucket?
My go-to move is probably a hesitation pull up, just like a calm hesitation and then pull.
Which way are you hesitating? Which hand are you hesitating with?
Oh, left. I always put the ball in my left hand, hesitate, and then shot.
There you go. Scouting report. Whoever's going to go there to play a 3-on-3, they know. They know now.
Yes, sir.
So you mentioned some of the schools. You mentioned Falmouth being a big game, and some of those other teams, York, were tough games. What was your favorite opposing road gym to go into and play? Like, what was, like, the most fun environment?
Most fun environment, Brunswick. I kind of got a lot of people talking to me from Brunswick my junior year. They didn't like me too much, but I like going to Falmouth. Their gym was always packed. I always shot well at Freiburg gyms. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's quite a road trip for you guys right there, isn't it? Freiburg's not that close.
Yeah, it's like 45 minutes, an hour.
Oh, that's not too bad. All right. That's not that bad. How about who had the rowdiest fans? Like, who had like the worst fans? You mentioned some kids like talking to you in Brunswick. Like, who just had like the most toughest crowd?
I would say probably either Falmouth or my junior year Brunswick. That was probably the worst I got at Brunswick.
Okay, that's the first I hear of Brunswick fans. I've heard about other schools being notorious for tough fans, but Brunswick, that's the first. Favorite pair of shoes to hoop in right now?
Probably the Kobe ADs or Kobe 7s.
And what's the thought process when picking out shoes for game day? You gonna go match with the uniform or just whatever you're feeling that day?
No, it's usually match with uniform. But I mean, if I'm feeling something that day or I'm warming up in one pair and I want to wear them, then I'll usually just go with that.
What's your feelings on bright color shoes and weird color shoes that don't match uniforms? Are you okay with that, or you like to match?
My junior year, I wore a pair of pink and green Kobes, and obviously our jerseys are maroon and white, so that doesn't really match at all. Yeah. So, I mean, everyone gave me a little crap for it, but
it's got to be a young person thing. I don't get it. I can't see it. I'm a little bit older. That's probably why. Do your thing. Do your thing, young fella. What was the song to come out to for warm-ups? What was really bumping for that first song coming out for warm-ups?
I don't even remember. I can't even remember. Someone else made the mix for it, so I don't know.
You didn't have any input?
No. Usually the seniors would make it, and then this year I didn't do it. A couple of my friends did it.
All right. How about what else we got for random? Oh, yeah. Best thing you've picked up during quarantine. What's like a new hobby or something you've started doing to kill time in quarantine?
I don't even know. I mean, I'm just playing basketball a lot. I'm working right now. And
no recommendations to the people for things to do? Like no TV shows, no movies, no books, no music?
Oh, I've been watching fair share of TV shows. Outer Banks, that's my go-to right now. Stranger Things, All American. Yeah, those are top three.
Netflix heavy right there. How yeah. about what's the thing you're looking forward to doing most now that things are kind of easing, restrictions are easing? What are you dying to go out there and do right now?
Just hanging out with my friends. Honestly, like it sucks not seeing friends. I mean, my AAU team, I wish I could be playing AAU right now. But obviously, that's not happening. So if things do open up and somehow they have some AAU tournaments or something, like I would just want to go and watch.
All right, so we're gonna end with this one, talking about AAU and teammates. So give me four guys. If you gotta go to an open run, there's a gym. Do you guys can go to go play pickup? Give me four guys you're bringing with you to go and run the court this summer.
Oh. Give me Isaac Varney, Will Maywin, and Dom Campbell. And then probably Zach Matera.
And you feel pretty good about that, right? You got to feel good about your chances about going somewhere and with those guys right there.
Yeah.
I would too. All right. That's all I got. So before we get up out of here, I always give the guests the chance to say something. If you want to plug something, or if you want to clear the air on something, or if you want to call out somebody to come play some 3-on-3 at House Bagshaw, now's your chance. What's your final word for the people before we get up out of here?
I told you, if I have those other four with me, I'm pretty confident that I don't know anyone that could probably beat us at our age. So, if anyone high school basketball wants to take us on, then I'm all for it.
I'm gonna have to do something with that. That's great content. I'm definitely gonna put out something with a challenge to everyone else to come up with a better five than that. So, shout out to Logan for coming through on Big Time. We wish him the best of luck at Southern Connecticut State. Hopefully, things get back to normal as soon as possible here. And, check out all of our previous episodes on YouTube, Facebook, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts. We're everywhere. So check those out. We'll see you next week with another big episode of Big Time Hoops, the podcast. We'll see you.